Thank you so much, Joey. Just want to deal with one quick little pet peeve this morning before I jump into the message, just because I can, right? A lot of people say during the Christmas season that a lot of our Christmas songs are goofed up theologically. For instance, even this week I heard, you know, Joy to the World is not a Christmas song. It's about the second coming. But you know, there's good precedent in the Word of God for those things being together. For instance, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God," so forth. "Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, and upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it." My point is, even in Scripture, many times the first and second coming of our Lord are together in the same verse. So it certainly would be no problem for them to be together in the same song. Thank you. I'm done now. Okay. that's just my point of view from it. So anyway, Psalms chapter 26 and verse 7, if you would please. I know we're already in the Christmas mode, and I am too. I love Christmas. It's one of my favorite times of year. But before we jump too far ahead into Christmas, and it's going to come quick on us because this is the shortest amount of time we have between Thanksgiving and Christmas because of the way the dates fall, I'd like for us just to reflect back a little bit on Thanksgiving. And this morning, we're going to do a lot of Scripture reading this morning. You're probably not going to be able to turn to every passage of Scripture. But what I want to do this morning is just look at what the Bible has to say about thanks or Thanksgiving or whatever, because I think it will help us to remember that probably of all holidays, and let's take out the probably, of all holidays that Americans celebrate, Thanksgiving is the one most rooted in clear biblical text. Okay, there are others. Nothing wrong with some of the others, by the way. I'm not against them. But we can point to so many things about this time of Thanksgiving. It's rooted squarely in the Word of God based upon what the original people of Thanksgiving were there to do. They were there to thank God for what He had done for them. And if you even go back and read some of the Thanksgiving proclamations that were made by previous presidents, they're pretty astounding, actually. You would almost think they were theologians speaking through some of those things. Psalms 26 and verse 7 says, "That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works." The Mayflower Compact, signed in November of 1620, said, "In the name of God, amen." That's how it began, that compact. A government that was in very infant stages would form and thereby ultimately give birth to what we know today as the United States of America. 1 year later, and half the people and crew now dead, they gathered for their first Thanksgiving. The actual word Thanksgiving